tired of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know, we are here
to give you honest opinions.
Not paid ones.
Couple of critics.
Cass and Bell host.
Podcasts and reviews.
Movies, shows,
products, and events.
Out today.
We are a couple of critics.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man Cass
and Belle,
and we are
a couple of critics.
What's going on, everybody, man?
Hey, everyone.
First, we want to thank everybody that listens and supports us. Go to couplecritics.com and do and look our blogs and our
like our stuff.
You know what I'm saying? Go to Instagram, a couple of critics reviews on Instagram, and follow us there. Shout out to Becca for all her podcasts and stuff like that. We're going to be doing some type of collaboration with her pretty soon.
Yeah.
You know, we just got to get our schedules together. But what are we here to talk about today, baby?
So I think today we're going to talk about Missy Elliott, which is the Out of the World tour.
Mm.
So she came to Orlando yesterday.
Yes.
And the Kia Center. And so it was her, Ciara, Busta Rhymes, and Timberland.
Okay, first I gotta say this. Unfortunately, we cannot review the whole show.
Oh my god!
Because unfortunately, we got there too late and missed Timberland. He was the opening act, or the first act.
He was the first act,
and we missed it because my wife wanted to be Miss Extra Pretty and take extra time to get ready, you know. And when we got down there, it was traffic and stuff, so we got there right when Timberland was done.
Okay, well, first of all...
So, unfortunately, you know, we may lose some listeners because of that, because they say, you know what, you got to review the whole thing. So, I do apologize ahead of time.
Okay, well, first of all, nobody told anyone that Timberland was going to go on at 7:00. Black people ain't never on time, okay?
Okay, you know
Black
what?
Black people ain't never on time.
See,
so, Timberland went at 7:00 on the
dot. He went on time,
that
so
makes
of course.
No sense.
So, that's not...
He could have waited.
That's his fault.
He could have waited. We got the Black people time.
Who is he to not start on time? Horrible. I know. So we could only review Ciara, Busta Rhymes, and Missy Elliott. So I do apologize for my wife not being on point.
Boy.
That means she does not love our fans and people that listen. So anyway.
Oh my, that's a lie.
So we come late because of somebody, and we get there, and the first act was Ciara. Also, too, I can't tell you how it opened up, because when we got there, instead of us sitting there, my wife asked me to go get some food. So I actually had to go get food and was on a line for a long time. So I only saw maybe 3/4 of the show. So
first of all, I did text you to say come back because Ciara was
Let's focus on the thing. What is your opinion of the show? Maybe we should start overall. Or should we go?
Ciara was the second performer.
Mm-hmm.
And so she came in, you know, with her dancers. You all know Ciara is a phenomenal dancer. So, of course, so she came, you know, with her dance team, her dance crew, I met. And so, and I mean, she did a couple of songs. I mean, she did mostly, you know, all of her songs. You know, and so, and it was great. It was great. Her performance was on point. You know, you all know she's a great entertainer. So she did give us, you know, what I would expect from Ciara.
You know, I have to say this. I was surprised about her catalog.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know she had that many songs.
She does. You guys keep sleeping on CC.
It's not that I'm sleeping on her. I forgot. Let me put this. I forgot how many songs she had, you know what I'm saying, to do a nice show.
Yeah.
So I do. And then she had one song she didn't even do that's actually current. Is Nothing Lasts Forever. She didn't do that one.
She did not
do her current one. You know, but what I'm saying is, you know, I didn't realize, and I stand corrected, how many songs she had.
Yeah.
I mean, she really does have a nice catalog. Now, does she have like a banger catalog.
No.
But
we're not saying she has
a very entertaining catalog where, you know, you hear these songs, you recognize them, you're like, okay, cool. And she had a really good show. Now, I will say, of course, I want to be critical more. I could tell she's not old Sierra back in the day. Now, just like I said with Janet Jackson, you know what I'm saying? The one I went to, you didn't come, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? But I would say from old Sierra to where she still has it.
Right.
She still do her thing. Don't get me wrong. But you could tell that age, she ain't hitting it like she used to. You know what I'm saying? Right. She doing her thing.
Yeah, she's.
You know what I'm saying? But she ain't hitting it like she used to. But, you know, Sierra, the thing is this. I don't know how often Sierra has toured in her career. Mm-hmm. The shows is one thing, but tour is another, you know? So I don't think I've ever seen Sierra on tour or even known about her being an open act for. But to be honest, I do think that other artists that are touring should really think about Sierra opening it up because I think she's phenomenal. I think she would have been great like on a Chris Brown tour. You know what I'm saying? I think that would be phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? Because she's definitely, she did bring it. She had the good show. She had the dancers. It was a great show. So don't get me wrong. I'm just being a little more critical because I mean, what we're going to talk about.
But
she was good though.
She was. I mean, I'll give you that. I mean, yeah, she, I mean, you can tell. I mean, she had what, 4 kids too, you know? So so she's not, you know, dropping it, you know, like it's hot anymore as far as, you know, what Cece used to do. So I will agree with you on there. I mean,
but it's still phenomenal.
It was great.
It's still great.
She did do her dancing, but there are some dance moves that she would have done. That you would see her do, and some really, really cool next level moves too, like Chris Brown level is what Sierra used to be on, really, be honest with you. But she's not hitting those no more.
And plus, you know, you gotta, and this is another thing, Chris Brown constantly tours.
So he's
in tour shape.
Yeah, he's constantly doing it.
Sierra hasn't been on tour for like 10 years.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Been on the road doing it constantly. You know, for what it is, don't get me wrong, it's still great.
It's still good.
What she does, okay? Yes. So, you know, definitely, I give her a B+.
Yeah, I mean, I think
you know what I'm saying?
Did good.
I don't give her an A because, I guess our eyes are a little bit more keen, so I'm a little bit more, like, looking, you know what I mean? And what Sierra brings is that energy and that dance, so that's what I'm judging on.
Yeah, she definitely does bring that energy.
But it was a B+ because it was good. It was worth it for her age and what she's been through and that touring. You know, it's definitely there. So there's nothing lost in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I only say a B+ because of what Sierra used to do. The energy compared to now.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but, you know, she's older. You get tired.
I mean, you have, you know, all these kids and stuff. Even though you got the helpers and all the maids in the world because, you know, I mean,
So definitely good. So, you know, Sierra's good. Okay, so then after that, we go into Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes, yes.
I know you have a lot to say about the Busta Rhymes segment.
Yeah, I'm not a big Busta Rhymes fan. I mean, although I know his stuff, not I just know the stuff that's out that he puts out, you know, the hype stuff. I don't know like all the other because I'm not a fan of Busta Rhymes. I will say, you know, he did bring, you know, what Busta Rhymes is known for, you know, the rhymes and just, you know, or the rapping bars that no one can stand to except one person. One rapper. Well, actually, no, two, in my opinion. But I mean, I was not entertained. I was not. He brought the same thing that you saw on TV. So if you did watch any of the award shows where he performed, it was the exact same set. It wasn't anything different.
Yeah, I think Busta Rhymes, they put Missy together with Busta Rhymes because I know years ago when they were doing the Versus thing. They said Busta Rhymes and Missy Elliott with their creativity and stuff like that would be good, right? But see, this is the thing. Old Busta Rhymes, you know what I'm saying? back in the day was very creative, very animated with his videos.
He was.
The new Busta Rhymes ain't really like that. You know, his show lacked any type of
creativity.
I mean, he went out there with Spliff Star, which shout out to Spliff Star.
Spliff Star's been a great MC for years, so Spliff does his thing. Good for them.
But if you expecting the Busta Rhymes that you saw in the Eyes Can See video and the outfit changes, the wildness of Busta Rhymes back in the day, how he used to be, how he was creative with things, that's not Busta Rhymes of today. You know, because let's be honest, Busta Rhymes' career died off, and the only thing that really brought it back was that Chris Rhyme rhyme. You know what I'm saying? That brought it back. Let's be honest. Chris Brown help bring Busta Rhymes relevant in today.
Yeah.
And of course, as any artist should, he capitalized on it, milked it, started building his career back up, stuff like that. And but that creativity, that Busta Rhymes, that wildness, that Busta Rhymes brought, that energy he brought, that ain't really there no more.
No.
You know what I'm saying? You could tell his age. You could tell, you know what I'm saying? And it's not there no more. Like, I love Busta Bus. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying this out of hate or anything like that. But that energy of Busta Rhymes that used to be there years ago is not there no more. You know what I'm saying? He's on stage. He's rapping. And it's cool. He's trying to be entertaining. He's doing jokes and things like that. That's cool. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, when people, when they advertised this, right, they advertised it, them all three in a wild outfit on this spacey type
right.
And we'll get to Missy in a minute, but Sierra, they didn't bring that element that I think they promoted. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, next level stuff. You know, Sierra did a great performance, and that was cool.
She did. She had Busta Rhymes, good set.
But, you know, they didn't bring, they weren't on the level of when we talk about Missy, that Missy brought it.
Right.
And to me, the experience wasn't there completely until you got to Missy's part.
Right.
Busta Rhymes' part was even less...
it was less creative, because it was just Sierra. Him.
Like, Sierra had a nice little side
It was just him and Split Star.
It was just him and Split Star.
With the mics.
Yeah, and it was...
He's a great MC.
No, yeah,
but that's it.
Yeah, he's a great MC.
But that's it. There's no
great
visuals.
Great songs. So get me wrong, but it just wasn't... It
was, we like had no dull visuals, no nothing.
Yeah, it was the dull part of the show. Right. You know what I'm saying? Him and Split Star just up there rapping. That's it. Yeah, I mean, he had a little, I think, show going on in the background with the screens and stuff, but that was it. There was nothing exciting about the show. There was nothing that was like, yo, this is crazy. Bus is killing it. It really was the low point of the show. To be honest, I would have preferred him to start it off and then let Sierra go and then let Missy go.
And then let Missy go,
It would have been a great buildup. So, you know, after him coming after Sierra was a very, it was a disappointment.
Yeah, it was disappointing.
And his jokes and their interaction with Plus Star didn't really measure up to... yo, I'm second in this because I'm Busta Rhymes. It just wasn't there for me. Now, I love his songs. I love Busta Rhymes, but it just wasn't there. It was just not what I expected from the tour, right? You know, so you have anything to say before we move on to Missy?
No, I mean, I already said, you know, all I had to say about Buster. Like I said, I mean, to me, it was not, I was not entertained with Buster.
Yeah, and I'll talk more after the Missy. Now, let's go to the Missy part.
Yeah.
Now, when we got in there, they gave you these wristbands, right? These little wristbands they gave you when you come in. And when Missy came on, like,
Well, before she came on, though, let's talk about the visuals, okay? So before she came on, they kind of, you know, like gave us a little video where they showed, you know, Missy and three Missies and then
four
with the AI, four Missies, okay, with the AI.
And then
coming through the screen. So it was pretty dope.
Yeah, it was definitely dope. What Missy did was give you an experience and made the audience part of it. Like, so the lighting was on point.
Yep.
And the wristbands lit up in patterns, lit up to the color scheme of what the stage was.
Yeah.
So what she did was really give you an experience where she made the arena part of the show itself. You know what I'm saying? Of course, she did all her great hits. You know what I'm saying? And she had outfit changes. She had dancers. That was great. She had a full show. Now, you know what I'm saying? She had to come, like, she was coming out the spaceship and the lasers carving. I mean, it was a phenomenal show music-wise and especially visually. You know what I'm saying? See, Missy's part was what I expected the whole show to be because of what they did with an out-of-this-world tour experience. You know what I'm saying? And to me, Busta Rhymes and Ciara didn't fit into the theme of the whole tour, especially the way they promoted it. Like, they promoted it with all three of them. It wasn't like Missy and then, like, you know, Busta Rhymes opening and Ciara. No, they promoted all three of them on the cover in their next level's outfits and stuff. And it was, and they didn't step up to me. Like, it wasn't the whole experience. Should have been the whole, all three of them was an interactive show. Now, with Missy's part, let me let you talk because I could go on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So with Missy, you know, I mean, the outfit changes were amazing. You know, I mean, and she played all her classics, of course, you know, when she did The Rain, she came out with, you know, the everyone knows her for the black garbage bags. She came out.
But this one was a little bit more fancy.
It was a little bit much fancier than the garbage bag, but it was, you know, it was what you expect her to wear. You know, and I mean, you know, and she came out with all of these different colors. They were great. The outfits, her dancers. And then also during, you know, her outfit change, she also just had her dancers, you know, did a whole skit and they were coming out and kind of doing break dancing. I mean, she had it all. You know, she truly did give us an experience.
And then there was one point where she had a stage that was floating.
Yeah, the stage was floating
over the crowd. Then she actually took a point where she went into the crowd, walked around, shook hands, took quick selfies
and pictures. Stuff like that.
So, you know, and then, you know, with the show, the lighting, your wristband is going off according to, they had like patterns, like wave patterns of the lights.
Yeah, the different lights.
It was a fun moment. Then also, too, to show love to Florida.
Yeah, she brought out Missy. She brought
the bad Miss Trina. She brought Trina out.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Ms. Which 305.
Was
great.
You know what I'm saying? Which was really like a nice touch to, like, you know, we in Florida. I'm bringing out the Florida artists and stuff like that. So her show was phenomenal from beginning to end. You saw the effort in that show. You saw that Missy sat there with a creative team and really did her part.
Yeah.
What I think they went wrong. And my problem, and what I was talking about before, was they advertised this as the three bigs coming out and doing it. And Missy's show did not disappoint at all. It was to the theme. It was dope. But Busta Rhymes and Ciara, the only way Ciara to me wins is because she had a good show. But when it comes to that next level theme they were promoting, where I thought they were going to be on the whole show, they really weren't. And that disappointed me a lot because I think that this show would have been more phenomenal if they all were on that Missy shit, you know what I'm saying, where they use the wristbands to interact more. You know, I think Busta Rhymes needed a lot more with his show to really entertain us, right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you had the dancers and stuff like that, like, you know, he could have had dancing for Eyes Can See and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And things like that. He could have really done it like we know Busta Rhymes did it back in the day, you know what I'm saying? And the people dancing, the African, like, like none of that was there. It was just him and Split Star, and they thought they could carry it. Ciara was good with the dancing. She had dancers, but I think they could have incorporated that next level shit, more lighting and shit like that. It would have been phenomenal. I just think that Missy outshot. If they were going to promote, they should just promote it as Missy Elliott tour featuring them. But if they the way they did it, as in, oh, all three of us is going on tour, I expected the Missy, how Missy show was through the whole thing.
Well, I mean, and I can agree with you to some extent. However, though, I mean, Ciara is not known for next level shit. She's not known for next level anything at all. Ciara is an true, like she is an entertainer that has a lot of dance, you know, a lot of big energy, a lot of hype, and that's about it. Like she's not known for visuals. She's not known for, you know, anything creative outside of what she, entertainment is. And, you know, so Busta, on the other hand, because Busta is known for that with his videos, you know, specifically, you know, Eyes Can See, where he had on everyone wearing the gray, you know, crazy outfits and the dancers and the everything and the Janet. I mean, yeah, we would, you know, shouting that we would expect that him, you know, and so from him, yeah, I would expect more from him in that aspect. But Ciara, I think Ciara did what Ciara, you know, is known for.
Well, you know what? You're right. I think it would have been fine with Ciara do her thing, mm-hmm. then Busta to do his thing another level, and then you get to Missy.
Yes.
That probably would have been a good buildup. Mm-hmm. I just think Busta Rhymes was in the wrong place. He should have been first, mm-hmm. Ciara, then Missy. Mm-hmm. I was just very disappointed in Busta's show. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think artists rely on I'm a legend. Mm-hmm. That's enough. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like Missy to me is a bigger legend than Busta.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And she brought it.
She did.
You know what I'm saying? She brought the show. Mm-hmm. Like she was, I mean, working. You know what I'm saying? She was dancing and singing. Mm-hmm. And she was working.
Yeah.
And she didn't rely because, oh, I got hits. It was she was selling it to dancers and all that stuff. Busta was up there, and to me, it's like a cockiness. I'm Busta Rhymes. Mm-hmm. I got these songs, so I could just stand here and just rap, and mm-hmm. that's it.
Right, yeah.
And have nothing. You know what I mean? And to me, it's like, even towards the end, I think he said, you know, we're old school hip hop here and we don't rely on visuals, which is a total contrast of what Missy mm-hmm. brought out. And I just think he said that because, you know, your shit sucks. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry because.
Well, yeah, I mean, he should have had some dancers. I mean, and then, yeah, it was. The one visual he did have was like the booty.
Booty
on the screen. But you can even see their face. It was like, just, and it was like a sloppy like, booty.
You know what
too.
It wasn't dope. Even like a, it's like, you know, you had the dancers and then right. they go into the aisle dancers, and they dance to that.
Like the video.
Like that's what I would have expected from Busta Rhymes. That energy, that high energy stuff. And it was, I mean, like.
Well, maybe he didn't have the budget too. Maybe he didn't, right?
I mean, you couldn't recycle some of the dancers from Missy and from I think it just should have been a little bit more spectacular. Yeah. Like you know, I was expecting Busta to be up there with Spliff Star Rapid, dancers in the back, mm-hmm. the screen being crazy. Then when he do his big songs, the dancers go into the aisles and they mm-hmm. dancing. You know, eyes kind of eyes. And then they in some African doing that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? Like, I expected, like, the show to be more coordinated. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? The lighting going crazy. We had the bands already. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it could have been so much more. I don't know who the art director is of these. I don't know if Busta Rhymes is like, nah, I don't know. But I just feel like they spent all that money on Missy shit. And like with Busta Rhymes, they're like, nigga, just go on stage. Like literally like, yo, just go on stage and just do your thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you're the intermission. You know what I'm saying? Like you're right, the, yeah. Because I was very disappointed. Like I wanted old school bus because mm-hmm. Missy gave you old school Missy.
She did.
Ciara gave you old school Ciara.
She gave you old school
they didn't
Ciara.
Give you no new yep. school yep. shit. You know what I'm saying? Like it's bad enough Busta's fat with no dreads now. Hey, okay, cool. You not that dude no more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he ain't fat, but you know what I'm saying?
He's not fat.
You know, he's a little bigger than what he used to be. All right, that's cool. No problem. But like, give us some like energy. Give us a show. Mm-hmm. Like to me, that was just very lazy production. And like I said, And you know what? You know, and like I said, I don't got no problem with Busta Rhymes and nothing like that, you know, but like I've personally been around Busta a few mm-hmm. times in the industry and stuff like that. And I remember one time I was with.
Wasn't he trying to beat up?
Yeah, I was with an artist one time and the artist said something. He was like, yo, man, get out my way, dude. And so my review is not biased on Busta because nobody did nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it just seems like. You know what?
He's too cocky.
Set in his ways.
Yeah.
And he's reliant so much that I am Busta mm-hmm. Rhymes that they didn't put a lot in that show.
Yeah.
And you know, and like I said, don't get me wrong, I messed with Busta. And if he was at like a House of Blues or Hard Rock, something like that, then, you know, I think his show would have been appropriate for mm-hmm. that. But you're on this big tour with all these possibilities that you could have done. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To me, it just like, you think you that dope that you just stand there and rap and that's cool. Mm-hmm. But you got these women working hard. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to lie. Busta Rhymes may have the hits that we know, but Ciara's catalog was
catalog was much more than much Busta more entertaining, because it was much more entertaining.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
Busta only had what three booms.
I mean, he got like three or four songs that was strong. But the other ones, like you know what I'm saying?
Ciara has
some stuff.
She has more.
So like these girls, like Missy is working hard. Ciara, they're working hard, and then you in the middle of them, and you bring that.
Yeah, I was disappointed. I'm not a Busta fan. I was
disappointed. I really was, you know. But besides Busta's part, even though I'm not saying he had a bad show,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that, you know, it sucked, but it just wasn't appropriate for that show. He didn't bring what Busta Rhymes could have brought on that tour. You know what I'm saying? Because I dread to think of how his, because remember, he had a tour he was doing mm-hmm. before, and then he canceled it.
Well, they canceled it. Because
I guess this came mm-hmm. up. So he's like, you know what? So, but I would have dreaded that tour. If that's what it was,
yeah,
I would have been like, this is what it is, dude. Him cursing at the crowd and shit. Yo, what the fuck? Like, dude,
he was trying to be funny. But like I said, I'm not a Busta Rhymes fan. I'm not.
It just wasn't, like I said, I've messed with Busta Rhymes. You know what I'm saying? He's a legend in the game.
That he is.
You know
what
I'm saying? So don't get me wrong. You know, I don't take nothing away from him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just critiquing this tour.
Yeah, he should have.
When he was around.
As I say, to me, that's the part that, you know, I didn't mind missing. I didn't mind missing Busta Rhymes at all.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it wasn't. But like I said, but Missy brought it. I mean, Missy really, if you talk about out of the world experience, you did get the out of the world experience.
It's the first, her light show.
And she had the light show, the crazy fire. And she had fire, like little fires coming out everywhere.
The production.
It was amazing.
Missy, it was what you expected from Missy. Like, definitely, there's nothing you could sit there and say that you could say, oh, Miss, that's not, no.
No, no. It was, she brought it.
It was Missy Elliott to the fullest. Yep. Even though she was off for so many years,
she still came like she didn't miss a beat.
And at the end of the day, it's a concert you would think, the lighting show by itself mm-hmm. was one of the best shows that I've seen mm-hmm. at a concert.
Yeah, it really was
so coordinated
amazing.
With the light band, with the crowd, the colors. Seriously, it was so much lighting and stuff. I thought I was blind.
Yeah, you saw was like, just was all of the you know, from the ring band, and it was red, it was green, it was white.
It was a lot to take in visually. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it wasn't just her. Yo, I mean, she had so many elements that, like, you had to, like, really, like, take it all in. Like, you know, you had to look at the stadium and the lighting patterns that were going on.
Yep.
You had to look at the lighting that was coming from the stage. You had to look at the dancers.
The dancers and what they were wearing, the screen.
And how they had.
They had the different lights.
They had lights on top with video and this and on the ceiling.
She had like four little videos. That was one of her videos that she did a long time ago, too. Mm-hmm. One of the videos is she imagining it just like that. Yeah, so that's pretty good.
It was a great experience when it came to Missy. Definitely, you know, I would say go see the show.
Yeah, definitely even go see it. Go support. It's definitely worth it.
It's worth it.
And
even
like
if she had two boring openers, it's still worth it for her.
Ciara was not boring. All right.
Even if she had two open boards, yo, the her shows were. It's like Chris Brown. His openers not good. I wasn't really feeling
Money Long
too much.
Was good. I was feeling money.
Okay. But what I'm saying, but Chris show was worth it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Busta Rhymes, you know, I would say.
Yeah, Busta Rhymes was
I would
bust.
Say this.
Busta bust.
Go to the show.
Support.
Go see Ciara.
Support them.
You can go chill and get some food during Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, go intermission. When he goes on, just go intermission. That's your intermission.
And then hit Missy because Missy's show was phenomenal.
And that's not fair. Missy did, you know, during the last few songs, she did bring out Tim. So you got
Tim came out. Busta came out.
Sierra
came out.
CeCe.
Yeah, it was good.
And then, you know, and of course Trina, you know.
So, yeah, so at the end, so she, you know, she brought it all together. So like I said, the show was dope. And I see the concept they were doing. I just really wish that. I mean, Sierra, you're right. She was known for the dancing and stuff like that. I just wish Busta Rhymes would have really, really brought it. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was the low point of the concert. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, if he went to a House of Blues, you know what I'm saying? Hard Rock or stuff like that.
Right.
Cool show. You know what I'm saying? But that type of environment, especially after you saw Missy.
Yeah, I know.
Man, it was one of the best shows.
It was.
I've seen just overall. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could say Chris Brown had better dancing. Chris Brown, you know what I'm saying? I could say Justin may have better, you know what I'm saying? But like, when you say overall show best, Missy Elliott overall is better. She's, to me, it was better than Janet Jackson's.
Yeah, and let's
because,
not forget,
because
yeah.
of the production. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now, of course, Janet. She's a legend in songs. You know, so phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? So on that level, I mean, she's going to kill Missy with her hits and shit like that. But I'm talking about like the production of the show.
Yeah, just the production.
Everything
the production
together,
was crazy.
Better.
Yeah, you could tell Missy spent just
any
like
other show.
Yeah, you could tell she spent a long time making sure everything, you know, was to her creativity, to everything. I mean, she really wanted to make sure her fans had a true experience. And she delivered.
She definitely delivered. So if they come to your town, the World Experience Tour.
Out of this world experience tour.
You know what I'm saying?
Support.
Go support it. Go see it. Rock with it. It's definitely good. I highly recommend it. Like I said, you know, don't let the Busta Rhyme thing stop you. Just still go. Like I said, Busta was cool. Don't get me wrong. I'm just critiquing the whole show. I'm not saying what he did was bad. You know what I'm saying? I'm critiquing the show as a whole. You know what I'm saying? His part. To me, you'd be more entertained watching his videos. Mm-hmm. If they just played his videos between that would probably be more entertainment. Like, oh, shit, remember that show?
Yeah.
But him up there, this Spliff Star is more entertainment.
He was the only hype man. Spliff Star is always the hype man.
Spliff Star does his thing. You know what I'm saying? Spliff Star. It does what he do.
Right.
And Busta is like, I don't know, man. They should have just been a duo because the energy was the same. Spliff was like doing Spliff and Busta was like, yeah, Busta Rhymes. I'm Busta Rhymes. You're ready to fucking party here? Busta Rhymes.
Busta.
You know what I'm saying? So all right, cool. So once again, thank y'all
for
listening to us. Go to coupleofcritics.com. Check out our podcast. We have blogs that we've done. So, you know, everything we're not going to do a podcast for. You know what I'm saying? Like we did a restaurant the other day. And, you know, we'll do the blogging pitches and stuff like that. Follow us on Couple Critics Reviews at Instagram because you get to see, we constantly posted on there.
Yes.
Constantly posted things.
Yeah,
us,
the videos.
Becca,
you know, short videos.
Exactly.
Too. Yeah.
So definitely just check that out. Support us. Rock with us. Let's say if you have something you want us to review. So we don't only review conscious people. We do reviews of products and things like that. If you have an event coming up, let us know. We would definitely want to come and support and we give an honest review. Now, when you invite us or want us to do something, no, we're going to give an honest review.
Yes.
We ain't going to get a paid review to you. We're going to give an honest review. So at the end of the day, you know, make sure you got something that's good because we're going to review it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just put my life in danger if I ever see Busta Rhymes and he hears this.
Yeah, he's ready to fight.
He's always ready to fight.
He's always ready to fight.
You're like my show dog.
Yep,
you know what I'm saying?
He's always ready to fight.
Yeah, so, you know, I love Busta. I do. I'm just critiquing the show, but I love Busta. You know what I'm saying? But if you're also a reviewer yourself, right? You know, we've talked to and been reached out to by a lot of people that do reviews and stuff like that. You know, you can maybe join the Couple Critics team, you know what I'm saying? Because we're looking for people to work with that do reviews in their unique way. You know what I'm saying? You may review just restaurants local in your town or you may review products or whatever. Talk to us. Let's talk. Let's collab. You know what I'm saying? We trying to get together people that do honest reviews, because mm-hmm. there's so many paid ones out there. You don't really know what to work with, where to go, because everybody's getting paid and all that stuff. And we're not. We are being honest about our reviews. So definitely hit us up if you're interested. So you have anything to say, my love?
No, that's all. Why you say it like that? It sound like you're drunk. I mean, you say my love. Golly. Wow, what's going on?
You're
going
to criticize
anyways,
on the podcast?
Yeah. But anyways, thank you so much for the support. You know, we will be reviewing, of course, the latest Marvel movie that's out. We do have to do a review on that, and we will. Yeah. And so if you didn't see it yet, you need to go see it, because we're going to drop some spoilers.
We're not going to say nothing, because at the end of the day, we don't know what order the stuff is going to be published. So
exactly.
That may be published first. Like, exactly. What are you talking about that one? Did you already did that? Yeah. So, you shouldn't even say that. Oh my God. Anyway, you know what? Thank you. We appreciate you. Till next time. Guys.